market going the if law mechitzes. We're talking about this bikkur, this open field has mechitzes all around it. Taka has mechitzes. So Rashi going bikkur mechitzes. The Yashminer, what's the Chiddush here? The Yaf, Agav, the Hekefer. Yosem, a base of Sayim, even though it's more than a base of Sayim wide inside, which is 70 Amis by 70 Amis, or 140 feet by 140 feet, Bloyukos or Dira. And it's not made to live inside. This Mokum, like an open, like a park. Shane base, a summer club, there's no house there. Kaidin Ekef, Linya Tatlu, Toychai, heavy Kamlis. The halacha is, even though there are mechitzas around this mokum, they get to a park sometimes. You have a big park. Even though there's mechitzas all around the park, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry in the park, Dalad Amis. Because since it's more than 70 Amis by 70 Amis, and it's not hukka for dira, nobody lives in there, but the rabbanon has a lot of kamlis, you're not allowed to carry inside it. It's heavy kamlis. Could the Armina be able, the Gemara in Erevin says, she metaltlim boy ele bedalad. You only allowed to carry within Dalad Amis. Maybe you write, since there are four walls all around you, it's called Mishus Yochid. The Yazorik Mishus Rab Matoich is Takachayiv. Only the Rabbanan took away the Heter Tutu, since it looks like a Mishus Rabbin. Let's see. So the Mara Vechi Hadi Yom Ulu, Om Rab Yechidin, Kafir, that's in big open field, like a park. Yosin a Beis Asayim, that's bigger than a Beis Asayim, which is 70 Yamas by 70 Yamas. Shlehuka Fadiru, nobody lives inside it. It's only meant to walk or to play there, to ride bikes there, not to live there. The Afilu Kura, Afilu Kuraim, no matter how even it's bigger than this, a Kura is a bigger, or Kuraim, two Kuras, is Azorik L'Tzoyich Echayiv. If you throw from Rosh Hashanah into this Mokum, since it has four Mechitzes, maybe right, it is a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Yechayiv. My time are Mechitzehi. It has Mechitzes. Ela Shemechoser is the urine. Just with the Rabban, you're not allowed to carry there since it's not viewed. Since people don't live there, it doesn't look like Rosh Hashanah Yochid. With the Rabban, it looks like Rosh Hashanah Rabban, you're not allowed to carry there. So that's why this Vic is talking about where it has Mechitzes, so it is the Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So Drashi. So the Mara. Bishleim Rav Ashi Lo Yom Kedula. Rav Ashi doesn't say like Ula, because Rav Ashi says much better. Rav Ashi says there was mechitzis, that's why it's mamash in Rosh Hashanah Yochid. Like the Braisa says. The Braisa says it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So Rav Ashi says, good, a song about mechitzis. Ela, Ula, my time liyama kishmaite. How come Ula, when he answered this Braisa, he said the Braisa really means it's a kamalis. Now why is it called Rosh Hashanah Yochid? Just as not a Rosh Hashanah Rabin. That's like a dochuk. So why didn't Ula himself answer this tale like Rav Ashi answers? Is Rosh Hashanah Yochid? True. Because it has dal mechitzis around it. Why didn't Rav Ashi say like that? Omaloch, Yisla mechitzos bika kore lo. Kaf is heavy. If it has mechitzos b'chav, it's not called the bika. Hey, it's the taitch of a bika means like a valley, an open field. That's called the bika. So the Braita says bika means an open field without mechitzos. So the Zoi, why is it called Rosh Hashanah Yochid? That's Ula Dochid. You have to say it doesn't mean it's really Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It just means it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. But it has a din of a kamalis. The Avashi, what does Avashi do with this? It says a Loshen Bikur. A Bikur means an open field. So the Avashi of Rosh Hashanah Yochid Katoni. Of the Mitzvah, the Braisa says, this Bikur is a Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So it has to be matched with one of the two things. Either you have to say Bikur is Lav Davka, or Rosh Hashanah Yochid is Lav Davka. So Rav Ashi would rather say Bikur is Lav Davka. But Rosh Hashanah Yochid means it's Rosh Hashanah Yochid. It means it has four mechitzas all around it, and it has a din of a kamlis, and the Rabbanan, you're not allowed to carry inside it. Yeah. If it's more than 70 yamas by 70 yamas. Then the Bryce sends off, it says, a yam and a bika via kamlis. A kamlis also. For the Gemara, otta kuna nami la kamlis dinu. Lechura yam, if you carry through the ocean, or through a bika, through the estabonis, that's also a kamlis. So what does the Bryce send off? And a fourth case also a kamlis. Hey, the first three were also kamlis. And the Gemara, kiyosi rav dimi, om rav yechinen, le nitzricho. It's coming to be mechadish like a new chiddish. There's another case of a kamlis also. Elo le keren zovius, Hasluchel Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. It's a chiddush of a corner that's near the Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. So I would think it's a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin. Kamash below, no. It's only a kamlis. It's not called Rosh Hashanah Rabbin.
Why? True, when the streets get very full of people, to Rishus Rabbim, people move to the side, and they'll go into the side corner, so sometimes people walk in there, people walk into this corner, since the regular derech to walk through, it's not a good way, because it's not on the road, it's like on the side there. There's a little open, we'll soon see Rashi exactly what the case is. There's a side opening on the side. But when you're walking straight through, it doesn't open to go into the side. You can't get anywhere. So since the rabbin is loy nichat hashmishtei, the rabbin does not like to walk in this side place. It's kikam l'sdomi. It doesn't have a shame with shusha rabbin, because it's not nichat hashmishtei for the rabbin. Therefore, it has a loch of a kamlis. Let's see, Rashi, what's the case? Rashi, otokula, Rashi, otokula. Those three are also called the Kamalis. To Huska Beminyan Rishuyas, that the Brisa started off, there are four different Rishuyas for Shabbos, Rishus Rabbah, Rishus Yoch, the Kamalis, and the Mokam Ptu. What's called the Kamalis? All these cases. Hokatoni, Eino, Lok Rishus Yoch, Lok Rishus Rabbin. V'yein Moitzin, Ishmamina, Zuhi, Rishus Shlishi. This is the third Rishus of Kamalis. So what are we saying? Chidish Navi ha Kamalis, also a Kamalis. Or Yaman Abitur is the Kamalis. So the Teretz is that when it says Vakamus, doesn't mean a general klal Kamalus. It means the Mamba, not the Chiddush, that also has a din Kamalus to it. What's the case? The Drasha Nitzachor Kamalus Diktoni, El Loisufe Kamalus Achriti, another Kamalus, to go in Karen Zovius, a corner, She Nichnas Boy Bayis Letoichoi, Veniach Mekaka Rishus Rabbin. So Pashna means like this, the Rishus Rabbin is the Gemara. That's the Gemara. And usually all around the place on the side all have houses. One house, it was moved into the side of the Gemara like here the house was. And this opening over here was a mokum for the rabbin to walk in. In other words, the rabbin walks here, and right over here there's still a mokum you could walk in. There's this guy's house is all on the side. So the Karen Zuggis, when you walk in here, you can make a right turn, go into this hole like here, walk in here, and then come out and walk right there. So I would think this mokum here is also part of the Rishus Rabbin, since it's opened up into it, and people could walk into it. Kamashtala, no, it's only called the Kamalus. Why? Because when you're walking through the Rishus Rabbim, you have no reason to walk into this corner here. What are you gaining? You just run off your route, then you have to come back in again. So even though sometimes people move in there, that the Chiddush, but since it's not a normal way to go that way, that's not called the Rishus Rabbim. Right, like a, yeah. Trashi. While they're walking, they don't get into that. In Ami, another pshat of Rashi, bias, sheponav oime balatzen. It's standing aslanty, the house. Shezav yusa achas smuch Rishus Rabbim, one corner of it reaches Rishus Rabbim, v'yashniya meshuch Rishus Rabbim, and the second side goes away from Rishus Rabbim. Or the fnim in front of it, zavis, is habaletes makiv Rishus Rabbim milikones, tehedgil, v'tricha knisa, shel zavis acheris. It's like the house, like again, Rishus Rabbim is walking through here, a house comes out sideways. So the house blocks the rabbin from walking this way. You can go around it and come in again. But since the house sticking out slanty stops the rabbin from walking through it, so the mokum on the side right near the house is not called Rishus Rabbim anymore. Because normally walking, you don't walk here. The house blocks you off. You have to automatically move to the side and walk through the main street. So any part of the street that you blocked off, you can't have a straight pathway, that's not called Rishus Rabbim. It only has been a Vakamlis. So that's the chiddush of the Vakamlis. Here. Yeah. Fight tomorrow. Does the rabbin? No comes down. Omer Rab Zera. Omer Rab Yehuda. It's the boy Shalifnei Huamudim. If you have these platforms in front of the Yamudim, it's Nidrik Kamlis. That's cheetah. It's the boy, the platforms in front of the Yamudim is called a Kamlis, because the rabbin don't walk on top of platforms. It's only meant there to put your schorah, put the pamatia, put all your things you want to sell out there, but you don't walk there. Over the shower is now. Let's skip something. Between the Yamudim is considered like a Kamalus. My timer. I forgot the Dasi of Rabbim, even though the Rabbim walked through it, or the Kibbutz Lemistagilu, the Hedja, they can't have a straight route through it, it's a Kamalus dummy. Now, this Bein Amudim, Amudim means like, poles sticking up in the middle of the Shusha Rabbim. You used to have a pole there that you'll tie your wagon to it or you put something down on it. So it really stopped the robin from walking through it. That's the loch of the mudim. Rashi ben amudim shaya amudim beruchava. There used to be poles sticking up in the middle of the Shulchan Rabbim. The toilem behem hatagrim promatia. Used to tie onto it their promatia, the things they were selling. The garment stopped boys from the plane. They had platforms in front of them. Leisha shama tagrim, that the business people, they would sit on top of the platforms. So the platform is called the Karmelis, and ben amudim between these poles also is not nicha geshmak to walk into the pole. You have to go on the side. So that's not called the Shulchan Rabbim. There are a lot of poles there, one next to another. So it's not a shemak to walk there. But since the rabbin don't walk right between the poles, that's not called Rishus Rabbim, that's only called the Karmelis. Omer Rab Zera, Omer Rab Yudi, it's Taboy Shlefnei Hamudim Midik Karmelis. That's Krita. It's Taboy, the platform in front of it, is Zikra Karmelis. So the Gemara, Leman Diyama Bein Hamudim, the first man Diyama says, even in between the poles is called the Karmelis. Koshkin it's Taboy. Avad on top of the platform is only a Karmelis. Because through the poles you could walk. You walk normally. So if you have a pole, so move a little bit on the side. So if you say, since that is not called Rishus HaRabim, Pshita walking on top of the platform, which is a harder type of walking, Avad is not a Rishus HaRabim. But the man diyom it's taboi. But the man diyom it says no. What's called the Karmelis? Only the, on top of the platforms. Only on walking top of a platform, that's not geshmak to walk through. When you want to walk between the poles, that you could walk. So what? There's a pole on the right side, pole on the left side. So what? You walk in between the poles. People do walk there. It's light. That's not called the Karmelis. That has a dinner with Rishus HaRabim. That's the two machlokes in the food of the Lashonos Negemara. What's the loch of Bein Hamudim? Lishnachrin, another lashon is Avo Bein Hamudim, in between the poles. The Zimna Bedasi Barabim, Kreshus Rabim Dami. Looks like the Shita. That Bein Hamudim, since people do walk through there, even though it's a little uncomfortable, but you could manage to walk in between the poles, that's also called Kreshus Rabim. Hey, it's part of Rishus Rabbim. Just that you have poles sticking on the side that you could walk through the poles, the sheep poles are still called Rishus Rabbim, dummy. Omar Rabba Bar Shela. Omar Rab Chizda. Levena Zekufa Rishus Rabbim. You have like Levena, like a brick or a stick sticking up in the Rishus Rabbim. Zekufa sticking up. The Zorak, you threw, like Dal Damas Rishus Rabbim. You're standing 4 amas away, and you picked up a chevet, you made an akira, and now you threw it. The tach bifoneha, and it landed on the front part of the stick, like you squashed it onto the stick, like you hit it against the wall, like a dvela, you have a fig, and you throw the fig against the beam here, and it lands on the beam. It's chayiv, yichayiv, that's called hanochah b'shus rabin, and for that yichayiv. Mashenkin agaba, let's say it landed on the top part of the beam, you have a beam standing b'shus rabin, and it landed on top of the beam, then it's porter. Right, well, that's not called Rishus Rabbim Dami. Either it's a Mokim Ptur, or else it's a Karmelis, or a Sunsi. So Rashi, Levena, Stam Levena, Orka, Baruch, the Gimel. Hey, if it's only 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. The Ein, Leoveho, Shir, it has no thickness. Yeshmim, Oves, Veshmim, Baka. Some are thick, some are not. Yeah. The Tacha Pneo, it landed on the front of it. Could go in the Vela Shmena, fat fig. By tit, or else you throw some mud that can land on, rest on the front, in the front of the beam. It's chayiv. Shashim zor dal damas. If you threw dal damas b'shus rabim, you chayiv. To have a kemunah b'shus rabim. Even though it land like on front of the wall here, stuck on the wall, that's called kemunah b'shus rabim. The chol lamata miyud b'shus rabim. We're talking about this levena, this brick, is not yutvachim high. It's within ten tefachim from the ground. But as in like Rishus HaRabim who, Ovevad sheyenuach oy lamata migimel, or it has to land either less than gimel tevik karkom oy biyaver, else it's in the yaver kihai, like this case. The need to call the kaisel, it got stuck onto the wall. Ukuli Armina the Mastis and the Kamal, the Mishnah says later in Azurik, that Hazurik Dal Amas the Kaisel, if you throw Dal Damas and it lands in the Kaisel, Lamata Miyut Tvachim, Kizurik Biyot Chayiv, if it landed less than Yitzchokim off the ground on the Kaifim, that's called Aver Rishus Rabin. If considered like it landed in the Rishus Rabin, then Yechayim. V'chiyom alamat b'miyut. V'ruach v'dalid, Karmelis, when do we say something less than Yud? There's Dal Tzvachim as Hashem Karmelis to it. U'geshein ruach v'dalid mokim tzur. And when it's not Dal or Dal, it's a mokim tzur, haino b'tash m'sham esuyim. That's only a tash m'sham esuyim means the top of it. Something that you could use. If you have like a beam standing up with Shus Rabin, the top of the beam, that's a mokim esuyim you could use. So the top of the beam, it depends. If it's Dal or Dalid, then it has Hashem Karmelis. If it's less than Dalad Dalad, it's called a Mokim Tzur. That's the top part of it. Kagoin Gav Levein, the top of the brick. For Rosh Kaisel, the top of the Kaisel. Oy Omud, Tahani, Mishtayim Tash Mishtayim, you could use the top of it. Aval Aver, here, when this Chayfetz lands in the front of the Kaisel, on the Kaisel, it's only in the ear. Kagoin Kaneya Kaisel, the front of the Kaisel. Dover Hanidbapoy, something gets stuck onto it. Well, heavy Rishus Lanavshay. That's not called the song Rishus. If you have a stick sticking up, Rishus Rabin, on the sides of the stick, that's buckled to the ground. It's in the Yav, Rishus Rabin. Elo, Ilamat the Miyud, who have a Rishus Rabin Gomer. Vilamala Miyud, if it's to higher than Yitzvachim, who, Tloy Shalti, be Rabin, have a Yavir, be Yama Mokim Tur. Kirnan Lamala, Miyud, Tvachim, Zerb, be Abra Potter. If you throw on the wall, it lands more than Yitzvachim up, you Potter. That's not Abra Rishus Rabin that we had before. Rishus Rabin only goes Yitzvachim up. Higher than that is a Malkum Tzur. So if it lands on the wall less than Yitzvachim, Yechayim. Lamala, Yipotim. Now the kasha is...
It would be a nail stuck into the side.
Yeah.
I use the nail to hang up my hand.
On the top of it, not the face sticking out. Not the face, you can't use the face. If it landed, the face would turn, but turn on that, landed on the face of it. The face you can't use. You hang your stuff on the top of it. Yeah, even you hang it on the top of the nail, not on the face of the nail. You don't use the face of the nail like this.
The stick that's sticking up has a nail sticking out of
it. Yes, sir.
So, and I threw my hand on it.
That's not what we're talking about, though. We're talking about this landing on the face that we're talking about.
Good,
you want something that's like this. That's not this guy I'll talk later. It's not this case. This case is where it landed flat on it like this.
Squat
a nail is something else, and now you're using the top of the nail. That's not what we're talking about, the top of it. I'll talk to you later. Yeah. So the shaila here is though, where's the makam hanocha dal dal? Good it lands on the wall here, but where's the makam munach dal dal? We have before hanocha has to be on dal dal. So Tais talks about. Tais wants to say the pashuk shat is only a bit of time. The imnach lamala mishloisha tzorach shei lefaneh arba laarba enachanami. The thickness this board has to be dal by dal. So if it lands on the face of it, this whole board is like Rishus Rabin. So it's called it lands on the Mokim Dalad Dalad. Don't Nechnami. The face of the board has to be Dalad Dalad. If the face of the board would be less than Dalad Dalad, this Pshat would be Potter. As we landed on this Levena, on this wall, we're talking about the wall itself is Dalad by Dalad. Therefore it's called it was Munach Rishus Rabin on the Mokim Dalad Dalad. Then Tais says another Pshat, but we'll leave it the first Pshat. Yeah. Right, that's the Chiddush. The kufa standing up Rishus Rabin. The zorik patach b'tfunen. It lands on the front of it. Is chayim. Al gabav lands on top of it. Then yipotir. Abaya poshid yipotir because somehow it's a kamelis. Where it was gevoya at least yutvachim hay, and it was dalad al dalad. Because it's the top. It's called a kamelis yipotir. So the more abaya v'rova the yami tavayu. Or v'husha gevoya shloisha. When do we say a potter only if it's at least 3 tefachim off the ground? Tleidansi b'rabin. Aval, mashenkin, if it's less than 3 tefachim, then it's called part of the ground, and then you'll be chayiv. So the more aval, his midhigi. Let's say you landed on top of thorns. His midhigi are thorns that people don't walk through. Is afagav the leg of yishlosh, even though these thorns are not 3 tefachim off the ground, still you'd be potter. Why? Because since people don't walk on top of these thorns are not called Rishus Rabin. I will soon see you know at this. V'chiyah barav omer, no. Afilu his midhigi. Calls the man that was in gimel tvachim of the ground, it's bottled to the ground. And if something lands on top of these thorns, you'll be chayiv. Avutsoye loy. If you have mamutsoye, schmutz there, that there nobody walks on.
Gavashi Yom Afilu Tzayin. That's what we're passing even by Tzayin also.
Just Rabin and you'll be Chayin. Oma Rabba Devei Rab Shema Kiyosi Rav Dimi Yom Rab Yechanan Ein Karmelis Pchusa Meyabu. You say the Karmelis can't be less than four. We'll soon see what that means. It can't be less than four. So Rashi Rashi Yassinin Ein Karmelis Pchusa Meyabu. It has to be at least dalad by dalad, at least four tefachim by four tefachim. V'loy, if the top of it is less than four by four, makim p'turu. Or mutla katchila lohitzi misham l'rishus harabim, or l'rishus hayochid. So these are the gedorim. Question, in the l'rishus harabim itself, if you have something sticking up, if it's less than three tefachim, it's always both l'rishus harabim. Once it's more than three tefachim, it depends. If the top of it is dalad by dalad, it's called a karmelis. If it's less than dal, it's only gimel. Al gimel, that's called a mokum p'tur. A mokum p'tur means the top of it is less than dal al dal, that has no din to it. That's called a mokum p'tur. If it's dal al dal, then it has a shame karmelis. Till when? Only when it gets till yutvachim. When it gets yutvachim high, then the top gets shame rishus hayochid already. Anything that's gevoya yud, which is dal by dal, the top of it is called rishus hayochid. That's the halachas mekitzah. When it's less than yud, the rishus hayochid can't be. It could either be a mokum p'tur or a karmelis. It depends how wide it is. If it's dalad al dalad, it's called a karmelis. If it's only gimel al gimel, then it's called a mokum p'tur. So he says a karmelis has to at least be four tefachim by four tefachim. In karmelis p'chusim me'abo. The yomer hashesh is another chiddush about a karmelis is the tefeses ad asorah. The maskonet means that the karmelis only goes until yud tefachim high. Higher than yud tefachim is not a karmelis anymore. But let's say you have this a stool, rishus rabim, that's gevoya gimel, dal dal dalit. So it's called the karmelis. How high does the average of the karmelis go? Only until yud tefachim. Higher than yud tefachim up is not called the karmelis anymore. That's the maskonet. That a karmelis can't be better than rishus rabim. Rishus rabim is also, the average only goes till yud tefachim is called rishus rabim. So the man's on the wall within Yitzvachim on the ground is called bending on Rishus Rabin. If the man's higher than Yitzvachim, your potter is not called Rishus Rabin. Karmelis is the same halacha. A karmelis can't be higher than Yitzvachim. Now the Gemara goes, my the tefes is out of so. What does that mean? It can't go higher than 10. Eli Madiyika Mechitza Sora. If you have a Mechitza, it's 10. Who to have a karmelis? Your mamish needs a Mechitza Yitzvachim high. V'leiloi, is it not Yitzvachim high? It's not called a karmelis. Le'evi Kamlis, for the Gemara of Eloi, is that true? The Yomar Rav Gidl, Omar Rav Chia Bar Yosef, Omar Rav, Bais, if you have a house, Shein B'Teuchi Yasora, the house like a midget house, a playhouse, it's not Yutfachim High. If you're inside the house, it's only 9 Tfachim High. It's not Yutfachim High inside. Of the Kruya, of the walls itself, like with the roof, on the outside wall goes up a little bit higher, goes up another Tefach, so the outside wall is Yutfachim High. So on top of it, it's Kavoya Yud. Is a local Kruya of Mashlim Yasora, is the roof, makes his Mashlim with the 10 Tvachim. Is a local Al Gagoi Mutla Tautoi. On top of the roof, it's called Rishus HaYochid. And since when you're on top, the walls on side are Yud Tvachim off the ground, so you say, good Asik, the Mechitzes go straight up, and male on top is called Rishus HaYochid. It's Mutla Tautoi. The Kuloi. Mashenki v'toichoi, you're standing inside the house, in this midget house, ain't a tautlin boy. You're not allowed to be a tautlin inside. Elo dal damas. Why? Because it's called the karmelis inside. Since inside here it doesn't have mechitzes yud inside, so the mokum inside is only karmelis. Anything less than mechitzes yud is not called rishus yud, it's called a karmelis. So what do you see? That a karmelis could be even though it's not yud tfachim high. And that's what we hold. Anything more than gimel tfachim until yud tfachim is called a karmelis. So you see, inside the house is a karmelis. Elvet gemor maibet tefeses ad yud. What do you mean to say that a karmelis is only yud? It means the ad yud, who to have a karmelis? A karmelis is only until yud. Lamala me yud tfachim lo have a karmelis. Like we said, higher than yud tfachim never has a din karmelis. This is what Shmuel told of Yehuda. Shinanok, my Talmud. There's no halachas of Shabbos more than Yud. There's nothing Hilchas Shabbos go higher than Yud Tfachim. So the Gemara my Hilchas, what do you mean to say you don't have Rishus more than Yud Tfachim high? Eli Medien Rishus HaYochid Lamalam Yud. If he meant to say that Rishus HaYochid, if you have a garden with four mechitzas around it, the average lamala meyud is not called rishus hayochid. Then rishus hayochid lamala meyud. For the Gemara, that's not true. The Yomer Rav Chizda, noet kon rishus hayochid.
you stuck a beam, a long pole in your backyard, and you're a shusha yakud, you stuck a long pole going all the way up. The zorak, the nacha gabav, and it landed on top of the beam, on top of the pole. You should know, afilu gavoyim meyama, even though the pole is 100 amas high, still yechayiv. Why yechayiv? Mivneisha reshusha yachid oyla adretiya. That's the lacham. On top of your porch, on top of your reshusha yachid, your backyard, your chutzah, it goes up ad l'shemayim. So maybe you have a stick standing up 100, 200 feet high, and you throw something, lands on top of your chayim. It's called landing reshusha yachid. I the kashmir's where's the makam dalad adalad? We'll see later when chizdis chidish is reshusha yachid, you don't need dalad adalad. That's what chizdis chidish. But I call upon the gate reshusha yachid. Even though the chayim has landed on top, lamalo, all the way on top, still we say yachayim. Shusha yachid noch agab chayim, kashi kumunach agab karka. Rashi chayim, kemunach agab karka, to loiboi hanoch agab makam dalad. The chiz the holds, you don't have to be munach makam dalad. Reshusha yachid. To the forest to kamei b'shmaitim. Ya'ad l'rikiyo, kol avir shekenegir reshusha yachid, beinavir chotzer, beinavir omud reshusha rabim gevoya yud. If you have an omud, you have this bigger beam like reshusha rabim, that's yud tvachim high, which is dalad by dalad, we say the top of it is called reshusha yachid, because the mechitzas on the side go up, they go up ad l'rikiyo, and all the avir on top is still called avir reshusha yachid. Rochav dalad kenegdi ad rikiya shem reshusha yachid alav. Our reshusha yachid goes up ad rikiya. So maybe it's very shver. What do you mean to say hilchas Shabbos? You don't have lamalam yud. What do you mean you don't have lamalam yud? Reshusha yachid goes up ad.